Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Good evening and welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so glad that you have tuned in tonight. I tell you, this has been an awesome day in the Lord, and we are praying and believing that God has blessed you in this day as well. We thank God for giving us another opportunity to call upon his name, to lift him up, and to give him praise, and to give him honor, and giving us the opportunity to trust him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge the Lord, and we know that he will direct our pathway. So we want to welcome you to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are members of the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the awesome leadership of Bishop Ruth W. Smith, which is the co-founder, and our pastor, Pastor Kevin Jones. We want to thank you all for tuning in to the broadcast. On Sunday mornings, we want you to come out and share with us. We have Sunday school at 9 a.m., which is in the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center. Also, we also have the men class, which is on Sunday mornings at 9 in the fellowship hall. So please come out and share with us on Sunday mornings. Our regular worship service is at 10 a.m., and we want you to come out. There's going to be an awesome word in the house on tomorrow at 10. So come on out and hear the word of God. And on Wednesdays at 12 noon, we have noonday Bible study. And at 7 p.m., we have the 7 p.m. Bible study. So you can come out to any of those services. We are social distancing, and we're hand sanitizing and checking temperature. So come on in, wear your mask, and we are going to have a good time in the Lord. So we just want to say thank you again for tuning in. We are believing that God has a word in the house for us on tonight. And one of my favorite scriptures I just love is the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold, casting down every imagination and every high thing that may try to exhort itself against the knowledge of God, and then bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And we want to do that. We want to make sure that we do that, and we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above anything that we could even ask or think about. So today we had our leadership meeting. We had intercessory prayer meeting. We had men's meeting. We had the youth meeting. I'm telling you, we've been really, really moving today. We had basketball at the JLSCC. We had basketball at another church. So we've been just moving, and now we are here. But thanks be to God that we are in good health enough that we are able to make these different functions and get the job done. So we just give God glory and give him praise for what he is doing in our lives. Amen. And so I just want us to know that Pastor Stephen Butterfield, my husband, the mighty man of God that is an author, and he is a songwriter, and he's a preacher and a teacher and all of that. And I want you to know that he has a word for us on tonight. He is ready and fired up to bring forth this word. So I want you to go in and get your pencil and your paper and get ready to put on your listening ears, your spiritual ears, to hear this mighty, mighty word of God from this fine man of God. So we welcome Pastor Butterfield that is going to bring the word on tonight. Go on and turn to Matthew, the 26th chapter, the 6th through the 13th verse, and he is going to give you his topic on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that introduction. Mm-hmm. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. We are so glad for God's grace and his mercy. Yes. Truly God is good. Amen. And he's worthy to be praised. Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank God for waking us up this morning. Amen. Give us life, health, and strength. Mm-hmm. Amen. That we can be able to function today, and his grace followed us. Amen. We were able to get up, travel, and God protected us from danger seen and unseen. So we are so grateful to him. And I want you to get your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew 26. And we begin reading at the 6th verse. And I will be reading out of the King James Version of the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we hope that you got it so far. We thank God for
mm-hmm.
everything that he is doing.
Yeah.
Amen. Verse 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment,
mm-hmm.
and poured it on his head as he sat at meal. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation,
mm-hmm.
saying, to what purpose was this wasted?
Mm-hmm.
For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus understood it and said unto them, why trouble ye this woman? For she hath wrought a good work unto me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she had poured this ointment on my body, she did for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, to be told for a memorial of her.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A memorial of her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't say memorial of him.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this deed that she did, he said that this should be a memorial
mm-hmm.
for this lady.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Gospel does not say who she is, but I think one of the other Gospels said that this woman was Mary,
mm-hmm.
the sister of Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to leave a topic with you tonight, and my
mm-hmm.
topic, my title would be My Worship is for Real.
Amen. Amen.
My worship is for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get a song on, but it seemed like I couldn't upload it or whatever, but the devil is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be able to play the song, but I'm gonna let you hear the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics, the song is My Worship is for Real.
Mm-hmm.
Vashawn Mitchell did a great rendition of that. And the verse said that you don't know my story.
Mm-hmm.
All the things that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You can't feel my pain.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go through to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You never understand my praise.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because my worship is for real.
Oh, wow.
I've been through too much not to work. Ah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I've been through too much not to worship him. Hallelujah. My worship
mm-hmm.
is for real.
Mm-hmm.
And he go on to say, thank you, Jesus. My worship
is
for real. So I want you to know, and I hope that you can testify with me
mm-hmm.
that your worship
is for real.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times when, we get married and our spouse do something for us,
mm-hmm.
and at first it get, you get all excited and we can't stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as the years go by, sometimes if we don't be careful, your spouse can do something for you
mm-hmm.
and you can act like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When you were dating and she cooked that meal,
mm-hmm.
you were like, oh my God, that was great. That was a great meal. And
mm-hmm.
If you don't be careful, years later,
mm-hmm.
she cooked that great meal, spent her time fixing that meal. And then you get down to the table and you just eat it all up. And then she look at you crazy. Because she expects you to say, was it good? Was it good? Or wasn't it good?
Mm-hmm.
And then all you say is, I eat it, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than saying, oh, yes, it was great. Because each of us deserve praise or worship from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we don't give honor where honor is due.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do that with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God has been good to us.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people would come to church for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought about three different things that the a category of people who comes to church. And one of them is some people come because they're working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people come because they're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And others come because they're worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ones that come because they're working, you know, that's like a choir member.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be there. And you can tell if they come to work or worship, because if it's not their Sunday to sing, they won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
if it's not their Sunday to usher, they're not going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not their Sunday to be administration or to be in finance or to be a pastoral care or whatever, they won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know that these people only come to work.
Mm-hmm.
And what is so sad that if we don't be careful, that if the work ceases,
mm-hmm.
that person's going to feel neglected. They're going to feel out of place,
mm-hmm.
because when they came to the sanctuary, all they knew was work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that work don't exist anymore. That person could feel some kind of way,
right. Right.
Because they didn't come to worship.
Mm-hmm.
They came to work. And so we got to be very careful. You could be the musician.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the late Archbishop used to be really, really upset with a musician who can't stay in the sanctuary while the word is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so those people come just to work.
Mm-hmm.
When the word is going on, they tip outside or do whatever. And so they're coming just to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people would not get what God had for them, because they come there with the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They come to work. Then you have this other group who come just to watch.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in church all their lives, and coming to church on Sunday morning is something that they do.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it all their lives, and so they are comfortable with no matter what coming to church on Sunday morning. It's not a problem for them coming to church on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you don't have to worry about them getting out of bed and getting to church. They would get there,
mm-hmm.
but they don't come to participate. They come to spectate.
Uh-huh.
They come to watch what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to testify? Who's going to sing good?
Mm-hmm.
Is my favorite singer singing today? Is my favorite preacher preaching today? If my preacher is not preaching today, I'm going to do that one finger and I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
They come to spectate. And so when you come to spectate, you don't give God the glory that he deserved,
mm-hmm.
because it's like that husband that didn't even say thank you for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
God has been good to us,
mm-hmm.
and so we still have a nerve to come to church,
mm-hmm.
and we call it a place of worship,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to worship. We just want to be in the number. We want to have our brand new outfit on. We want to show people who we are, that we got it going on. Especially we just bought a brand new car. We want to park in the front, and we want to make sure that people know we are. So we want to see who else got a new car, who else got a new outfit on. So we're coming just to watch. And then we have the next group that comes really just to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people may not have a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
These people may not have a brand new outfit,
mm-hmm.
But they come to participate,
mm-hmm.
because they have been so blessed all week. They realize that if it had not been for the Lord,
mm-hmm.
on their side, they didn't know where they would be. They just made it to the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
They've been exhausted all of that they had
just to be in the sanctuary to get refilled again. They're just glad that they made it in the sanctuary. And so they're not concerned about how you look at them. They're not concerned about how you if you greet them or you don't greet them, because the purpose of coming to church is not a social club. It's not to come to see each other. That's part of it, but it's not. That should not be your goal. Your goal is to make sure you come to worship God. And so we got to make sure that we worship God when we're in the sanctuary, and we can't do it if we don't do it at home. The problem is that we don't have a worship life at home, so it becomes difficult at church. And so you can't do – if you just come in and shout and all that stuff just on Sunday morning, you're not a worshiper. Anybody can praise God because God has been good to all of us. The Bible says he reigns on the just and the unjust. And so all of us can praise God, because praise is thanking God for what he did. Worship is thanking God for the reason why he did it. He did it because he loves you. And because you know, you recognize the love of God, that want to make you get intimate with God. And so worship means to ascribe a worth or value, to pour out all our affection and love upon God. Now, there's no way you can pour your love out on God if your mind is on the football game, if your mind is on what's in the oven, what you left at home. You can't fully be engaged, and God knows that. And just like your mate at home, if you're married, you don't want your wife don't want you. She's talking to you, and you're watching the television. She's talking to you. And you are fixing on something, and vice versa. They want your full attention. So when we come to church to worship God, God ought to get our full attention. That's why my topic tonight is my worship is for real. It ain't fake. It ain't something I'm putting on. It ain't something that I'm just doing out of habit. No, it's not just because it's the thing to do on Sunday morning. No. My worship is for real. It involves expressing our love and adoration and gratitude and thankfulness to God. That's what worship is. Worship is, again, let me go over that again. Worship means to ascribe worth or value. If you value your wife cooking you that meal, you can't help but saying thank you. If you value, buy you a car, you can't help but saying thank you. You can't, they fix you a meal. They fix you, went and got you something that you desire. You can't help but saying thank you, because you ascribe value to what they did. And to pour out our affection. God gave us our soul so we can respond to him. Our will, our emotions, all of that is in our soul so we can respond to God. And that's why he wants to save our soul. Because that's the thing he's after. He wants us to respond to him. We got a body, we got a spirit, but we also have a soul. And that soul is given by God so we can respond to him. And that's what the affection that he's looking for from us. And so that expression of love and adoration and gratitude and thankfulness to God. The most important factor in worship is God. We think it's the song. We think it's the ambiance, the lighting. We think it's how the sanctuary looks. But the most important factor in worship is God. And realizing his value, his preference, what he wants, from you. You got to know that God wants your whole heart. He don't just want you just to show up, He wants you to get engaged and tell him how good he is. Hallelujah. And be thankful and be grateful for how good he's been, because he didn't have to do it. God is searching for something. Jesus told the lady at the well, God is seeking. Not just any kind of worshiper, but true worshipers. True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. That's John 4:23. God is searching. Oh my God. God is looking. And God is longing. Oh my God. Could you imagine God is longing for you to worship, to tell him how good he is? Oh my God, how grateful you are for him loving you like he does. In spite of what you've done, in spite of who you are, he still loves you. You want to say thank you. You want to say, I love you, Lord. God is searching and longing and looking for true worship. Somebody to love him from the depths of their heart. That's why the Bible says the greatest commandment is you love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Love him with everything you got.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Love him with everything you got. And so while we're searching for our preference, he is searching for those who would worship him the way he wants to be worshipped. See, our preference is the song ain't don't sound good. That's not my favorite lead singer. That's not my favorite musician. That's not my favorite preacher. That's your preference. Your preference ain't got nothing to do with worship. Because God is the main factor when it comes to worship. So what does it mean to worship in spirit and in truth? I'm glad you asked. Worshiping from the spirit means that we are worshiping from the core, the depths of who we are, the depths of our soul, where gratitude and passion and affection flows from. That's what he's looking for. Your husband, your wife, your significant other, expect to get some passion from you, some affection from you. So worship is an intimacy with God. And God is longing for you to come into his bedchambers. Oh, my God. Worship is truth means that the worship based on the truth of God's word. Your worship ain't based on how you feel, about it. It's based on the word of God and what you know about him. That's why he wants you to get in his word. Because the more you get in this word, the more you'll be able to respond to him the way he wants you to respond. So spirit and in truth means to worship him with our minds and our hearts. He wants us to worship with everything. The great commandment says we shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Deuteronomy 6:5. We should love and worship him with all that we are. Through songs. We can do that through songs. We can do it through prayer. We can do that through lifting our hands, bowing down, or kneeling down, or dancing, or through tears, through crying. It's our design. As human beings, we have been designed to worship. We have been designed as human beings. God has hardwired into our genetic code to be worshipers. He put us inside of us. We're going to worship. The problem is that who we worship. Paul began to tell the Roman church, you took the true meaning of the Creator, and you start creating and start worshiping the creature. See, we worship in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so every culture worship because God designed worship in our human makeup.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you go, the people worship. The problem is who they worship.
Who they worship.
But they're going to worship. They're going to worship somebody or something. They're going to worship because that's how we are built. It's in our DNA is we have to worship because that's how we built. But God did that to us so we can worship him.
Mm-hmm.
But we have polluted that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted us to step forward and worship to the point of our discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
If that shoe was too tight, take that thing off.
Yeah.
If that dress is too tight, don't let your dress stop you from worshiping God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to sweat that suit out because that's Briani, and it costs you $300-$400 or $1,000, and you don't want to sweat that, don't ever let that happen because God has been too good to you. You should worship God who loves you and has given so much to redeem you back to himself.
Mm-hmm.
God has been good. He redeemed us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so as we look at our text tonight, this little lady had saved up this precious ointment.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of this ointment was a year's worth salary.
Mm-hmm.
For the year's worth salary that she saved up and had this precious ointment, now the ointment wasn't just the ointment was precious, but the box that the ointment was in was precious. Because the stone that was made, that the box was made from, was from Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to, it had to be imported.
Mm-hmm.
So the box was precious.
Mm-hmm.
But when she got in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
When she got in Jesus' presence, the value of Jesus was greater than the alabaster box. It was greater than the precious ointment that was in the alabaster box.
Mm-hmm.
And she worshiped now in spirit and in truth. Because now, even though Jesus told his disciples that he's going to leave,
mm-hmm.
none of them had prepared him for his burial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They would tell him, no, you ain't going to die. You shouldn't be dying. You the Messiah. No. No. But this little lady,
mm-hmm.
because she's worshiping in spirit and in truth,
mm-hmm.
now she got the revelation mm-hmm. to anoint him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When the spirit moves on you during worship, sometimes you don't know why you're doing something. Why are you doing a certain thing? Why are you just, sometimes you just prostrate on the ground. Sometimes you just looking up in the sky. But this little lady didn't mind breaking that box.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't just, she broke the box open.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a culture that if somebody is precious to you, and back in then, in those days, when they buried somebody,
mm-hmm.
and they put the oil on them and the spices on them, the bottle that they have the spices in, they break it
mm-hmm.
and put it in the tomb with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody else is worthy to use that.
Mm-hmm.
So this little lady, not even knowing it, but she's worshiping in spirit and in truth, she's fulfilling this by saying that nobody else can use of this ointment because Jesus is the only one worthy of it. So when we begin to worship God, Do we substitute Jesus for our cars?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of coming to church on Sunday, we got to stay home and wash our cars?
Mm-hmm.
Do we substitute it for our homes because we got to do something tomorrow at my house? Do we substitute it for our children? Do we substitute it for anything other than for God?
Mm-hmm.
This little lady did not care. She did what she, I mean, she took all she had
mm-hmm.
and began to worship.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this lady worshiping at this particular time is women were not to be seen or heard back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so a group of men is eating.
Mm-hmm.
It was out of place for her to show up.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
So it doesn't matter where you are when it's time to worship. You shouldn't let no man's rule or law dictate how and when you worship.
Mm-hmm.
We are blessed to be in the United States where we have freedom of worship.
Mm-hmm.
But this little lady could have not followed what the Spirit was saying
yeah.
based on what society said,
mm-hmm.
what the culture was saying, that she shouldn't be in the midst of all these men now having dinner.
Mm.
They were at a meal. But here she come breaking in, and she come into this house and just begin to do what she do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we should be when we come to the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
When we come in the house of God, we don't think about who's there, who don't want you there, who's did not greet you right. It doesn't matter. You come there just to worship God
mm-hmm.
in spirit
mm-hmm.
and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, you won't be offended by the usher didn't seat you in the right seat. You won't be offended by anybody who didn't speak to you when you come just to worship God.
Mm-hmm.
And so this little lady was not concerned about what they were saying about her.
Mm-hmm.
She began to pour that oil on his head.
Oh.
And the thing about it is this lady began to, a gospel said that how she began to wash his feet
mm-hmm.
and dried it with her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you understand that women did not leave their hair loose back then,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because if they did, they were called loose women.
Mm-hmm.
So they had their hair up.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't care what they called her
mm-hmm.
because she was worshiping God in spirit
mm-hmm.
and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so she began to wash. Now think about the tears that she would have cried
mm-hmm.
in order to wash his feet and dry it with her hair. So tonight I want you to understand that my worship, when you see me clapping my hands,
mm-hmm.
when you see me jumping and shouting, my worship is for real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't worship God for you. I don't worship God to be seen. I do it because of who he is to me. Because the things he done for me, that's not why I worship him. I worship him because I love him. I worship because he didn't have to do anything. God didn't have to save me when he did. Oh, my God, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me, oh, my God, I just have to say thank you. I have to say hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. When I think about what could have happened to me down through the years if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Oh, my God, when I think about people on drugs and can't get off,
mm-hmm.
when I think about Whitney Houston and different ones that tried their best to get off of drugs,
mm-hmm.
but when I was 16 years old and tried drugs, God, I could have got hooked for life. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But God, hallelujah, didn't let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he freed me. And I made a promise to him. I told him, if you ever get me home, you don't have to ever, never worry about me touching this stuff again. But it could have been so because it was laced with PCP. I could have committed suicide. I could have been hooked for life. But God, hallelujah. Oh, when you see me shout, you just don't know how good God has been to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like Shirley Caesar, you could have hold my mule. Hallelujah. While I give God some praise, because God has been good to me. Anytime you see me praising, it ain't no ordinary praise. It ain't no ordinary worship.
Mm-hmm.
God has been good to me.
Mm-hmm.
He brought me from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. He brought me and still bringing me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. When I think about where God has brought me from,
mm-hmm.
I cannot come to church and sit and look.
Mm-hmm.
Like he hasn't done anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mama said, like a knot on the log. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. He has been too good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoors with no food or no clothes,
mm-hmm.
or just alone without a friend.
Mm-hmm.
With, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
With just another number,
mm-hmm.
with a tragic end.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't decide to let none of these things be. Oh, hallelujah. But by his grace and his power, hallelujah, he keep on keeping me. So I got to say thank you, Jesus. I got to say thank you because he's been too good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He's been water when I was thirsty.
Yes, right.
He's been bread when I was thirsty, when I was hungry. He's been a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When I didn't have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When somebody I thought I wasn't had no value.
Mm-hmm.
They said they can do better than being with me. But God loved me enough that I'm still here. And he gave me somebody who gave me value. Hallelujah. God is good. And so I got to give him praise. I got to worship him in spirit and in truth because God has been good to me. I won't let nobody stop my worship. I won't let anybody hinder my worship, because God has been too good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, he's opened doors. There was a time I didn't have, but God has blessed me. And I got to give him praise.
Mm-hmm.
I got to worship him for who he is, not for only for what he's done,
mm-hmm.
but why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to bless me.
Mm-hmm.
He could allow me to get hooked on that drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Many people are hooked today and can't get free,
mm-hmm.
trying to get free, but God,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, he been, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he did it. He did it. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I should have been dead. Hallelujah. But God spared me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I worship him. He didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, he didn't have no reason to do it, only because he loved me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unmerited favor.
Mm-hmm.
The grace of God is why I stand and why I sit here today. Why I'm here today is because of the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter where you are, whatever you're going through, no matter what difficult times that you're facing right now, worship God.
Mm-hmm.
Do it all. If people don't like you, if your bills are stacked up, worship God. Hallelujah. When you get in that place with God, hallelujah, beyond the veil, hallelujah, you will be like a child. You will have no care in the world. Hallelujah. Because in the presence of God is fullness of joy. Not just half joy, but the fullness of joy. And when you have joy, nothing can disturb your peace, because joy gives you peace. Hallelujah. And so tonight I want to encourage you that my worship is for real. I'm not pretending.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear me clap my hand or say hallelujah, it's because I'm grateful. I adore him. I have adoration. I have passion for God because I know he didn't have to do it. You can look over your own life and see where God didn't have to do anything for us, but he did it because he loved us. He lived us. He died for us. When we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So tonight I pray that you have been encouraged, that no matter what you're going through, worship God. Don't let nobody have to tell you to worship God. When you get in the sanctuary, don't let nobody have to tell you to say amen. Nobody have to tell you raise your hand. You got to come in there like this lady came in that house, and she just began to pour that ointment on Jesus. She didn't care who was sitting at the table with him. She's just focused on Jesus. If we come to church and focus on Jesus, his glory, hallelujah, would be in the building. Hallelujah. Lame would walk, blind would see. The anointing of God would be present and manifested in that place if we all come with the same heart that we're going to worship God because he's been good. He kept us another week. He brought us a whole another week. Well, hundreds of thousands of people are dying, and he kept us. Hallelujah. So we got the right to give him praise, the right to glorify. When we come into the sanctuary, we come in to worship God. And if you do that, you won't get distracted. You won't get distracted by other people talking or whatever's going on. You will be focused in the spirit. And if everybody come in, oh, my God, think of everybody coming to the sanctuary with one thing on their mind to worship God today. Oh, my God, what a time, what a time. The Bible say the anointing will be so strong that the minister won't be able to minister, that there'll be a cloud in the place. And my desire is to see the glory of God in the sanctuary. I see it in my own room. I want to see it in the sanctuary where people who don't know him can be introduced to him. People who just come to watch, they can feel something. They can be attracted to Jesus. People who just come to work will put down that work for a minute and begin to worship God. And their only focus won't only be just to usher, only be just to sing, only be just to be pastoral care, but to worship God. Because that's our focus. He's been too good for us to come to church and come in one way and leave the same way every single time we come.
Lord.
That's not godly. That's demonic. The devil don't want you to get anything when you come to church. But if you worship him, I guarantee you. Well, you know what happens to this little lady? Jesus said, and it's read in the Bible, everywhere the gospel is preached, this woman would have a memorial. Jesus said that now. This wasn't Moses. This wasn't Abraham. This wasn't Adam. Jesus said, everywhere the gospel is preached, I want this lady to have a memorial for what she did in this worship. He'll do the same thing for you if you worship him in spirit and in truth. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Butterfield. That was an awesome, awesome word. I hope that you guys got blessed out there tonight. And truly, I am blessed for hearing this word on tonight. I know you were ready to bring forth this word on tonight. My worship is for real. Can you say that out there in Radio Land with me tonight? My worship is for real. Can you say that and really mean it truly from your heart? My worship is for real. And if you have to repent, anyone have to repent and start over again, we can do that. So I repent right now, and my worship is for real. We want you to do the same. Amen.
Amen.
Repent and move forward in the Lord. And I was listening at Pastor Butterfield, and after this, I'm going to ask you guys to press one on your phone. We're going to bring it live on the air. to share with Pastor Butterfield if you want prayer or if you want to elaborate concerning the word. But coming in working, that is a great thing to come in and work. But you need to be doing whatever you're doing as unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Whatever that thing is, mm-hmm. it needs to be some worship in that what you're doing, because we have to get work done. And so we just bless the Lord and we praise God, and we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above anything we can even ask or think about. We have one in queue, and your phone number is 404, and the last four digits is 3588, and now calling you live on the air.
Hello, that Pastor Butterfield. That your word really got my spirit stirred up. I had to jump off the bed, and I just been pacing the floor. I mean, I can't. When I say I can't contain myself,
hallelujah!
I cannot contain myself, because
hallelujah.
When I get anywhere, it don't have to be at church. I can worship him right in my living room. And
amen.
I
amen.
Don't care. All I have to do is think about what he done for me, what he done, where he done brought me from. Because I know him to be
yeah.
so much in my life. I know him to be
yeah.
a healer. I know him to be a mind
huh.
regulator. He helped me. I was
yeah.
about to lose my mind a couple years ago. He kept my mind. My parents
yes.
are still alive.
Yes.
They thought my daddy was going to make it last year. He healed my daddy. So I thank
yes.
God. I think about all of
that.
I think I keep my kids every day, how they haven't got COVID
yes.
in a house where their mom and daddy had COVID,
yes.
and my kids still haven't got it. So I thank God. I got so much to
hallelujah.
Thank God for. I can't come to church
Lord.
And sit on my butt. I can't help but to contact, help but to run around and give God the praise and the honor and the glory that is due just to him. So I thank you for this word, Pastor Butterfield. I'm going to be good on tonight, because I tell you, my spirit is fired up for Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So
thank you, Lord.
Much
Lord.
In my life.
And
it's
Lord,
doing
Lord,
so
Lord.
Much. And I'm excited for what you're going to continue to do. And I thank you for the Butterfields, oh, God. I thank you for their relationship with my family, oh, God. And I just give you the glory, honor, and praise. Let me get off this line, y'all, because I can preach this with you, Pastor Butterfield. Hallelujah. Thank
praise.
You, God.
Thank you
oh,
so much. God bless
God.
You. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you so much. We thank
hallelujah.
You so much.
Hallelujah.
You so
thank
much.
You, Lord.
You continue to give God
yes,
the glory,
yes,
give him
yes,
praise.
Yes,
we see
yes.
the anointing on you
yes,
each and
yes,
every time
yes.
I see you. I don't
hallelujah.
Care where we are, over at the
hallelujah.
JLSCC, outside, in the church, wherever. I
hallelujah.
See, I see the anointing upon you. So
thank
your
you,
worship, I see your worship is for real.
Hallelujah.
And so we just give God the glory and give him the praise. And let me tell you, that's just the way it happened, and that's what Pastor Butterfield is talking about tonight. Just those of us that are right here on this line tonight, on this call, if we go into the church with that anointing and that power of the Holy Ghost working in us and through us, everything catch on fire.
Hallelujah.
You know, everything
hallelujah.
Catch on fire.
Hallelujah.
You know, you go in just sitting and looking
mm-hmm.
and watching and
mm-hmm.
going somewhere working, and ain't no anointing in it. You're just doing stuff. Well, then it can't catch
mm-hmm.
so easily.
Mm-hmm.
But if we all, even if you got to work,
mm-hmm.
even if you got to
oh,
work,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
that anointing is upon that work that you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the anointing will be upon the work because
yes.
God done
yes.
said for you
yes.
to do it.
Yes.
If it's something that he's not telling you to do, then we all need to do it. So there's no anointing on it.
Amen.
Right? So you need to be doing stuff that God said to do. So
amen.
I just give God the praise tonight.
Amen.
I fired up concerning this word too, and
amen.
Unique done fired me up even more. You just bless the Lord. Tonight, we want to hear from more of you out there tonight, because I'm telling you, this is a powerful word, and this is all over the world. This is
amen.
not looking at some our church like the world.
Amen.
We're just looking at people in general in church, or maybe not even at church.
Mm-hmm.
They may be watching online
mm-hmm.
or something
mm-hmm.
and doing all kind of other things
mm-hmm.
while they're at home and live streaming. But God wants us to get focused in on him.
Yes.
Even if you're at home and you're live streaming, he wants you to be focused on him and let that anointing flow through you so that you can hear what it is that God is saying for you to do.
Amen.
And so that is where we all need to be. Okay, press one on your phone. We're going to bring it live on the air. Thank you again, Minister Taylor, for
Amen.
That great anointing that you are carrying with you, and you have instilled it in your children. I just want to thank God for you, and we continue to be praying for each and every person
Amen.
That is here on tonight. Pastor Butterfield, that was a great an awesome word, and you know, it's encouraged me to be more focused to make sure my worship is for real and not just be just doing stuff.
Yeah, we sometimes we get busy,
and
we think busy work is not worship.
Real.
It's not worship,
mm-hmm.
and so we have to be careful not to get engrossed
mm-hmm.
in what we're doing. And lose sight of the worship part of what we're doing.
Because
everything we do, the Bible says, do it unto the Lord. And so if you ushering unto the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then even if it's not your time to usher, you're still going to be at church.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
You know, but when people come only because they're ushering, only because they're in the parking lot ministry, only because it's my time to be on security, only it's my time to sing in the choir,
mm-hmm.
then you are losing focus on what you're supposed to be there for
mm-hmm.
because you need to worship God. But again, it all late, like Minister Taylor said, it starts at home.
Yeah.
My mama said charity begins at home
mm-hmm.
and ends abroad.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it at home, you ain't going to have it abroad because it's not going to be real. And that's why I'm saying tonight, my worship is for real.
For real.
It's for real because it ain't based on the
mm-hmm.
it ain't based on the condition. It ain't based on circumstances. It is based on God's love me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what manner have love that God, that the Father has bestowed upon
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
That he make us his son.
Mm-hmm.
The love that God has for us. I mean, he brought me through some things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That I could have lost my mind.
Yes, Lord.
I was at a point of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
Thank you, Lord.
But God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
grabbed a hold of my mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And told me not mm-hmm. to do it.
My Lord.
I had to fight that spirit night after night,
mm-hmm.
sitting on the edge of my bed.
Right.
And rocking back and forth, praying. And God delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tell somebody, you think somebody's going to stop me from praising?
Mm-hmm.
You think somebody's going to stop me from hollering? Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm going to praise God. You put me out if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever I go, I'm going to praise God because he's been too
good
to me.
That's right. Good.
And I know he's been good to y'all because you're still here. You're still here.
Hallelujah.
Still doing fine. Still got breath in your body. God has been good to you.
And so we just want to thank you all so much
Amen.
For tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast
Amen.
On tonight. And we thank God that and believe that you have been blessed by this word on tonight. And truly, Pastor Butterfield is a praiser, and he is a worshiper. He's a worshiper for real. And so we just want to give God the glory that he was able to bring forth this word on tonight and that all of us was able to hear this powerful word coming from this powerful man of God. And so we just thank you all for tuning in, and those of you that tune in every week to help
Amen.
Support the Turn on the Light
Amen.
Broadcast.
Amen.
So we thank you, and next week we want you to tune in again
Amen.
On next week
Amen.
At 8 p.m.
Amen.
Just dial
917-388-4161. To the Turn on the Light
broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.